听力课堂，听 class.com。
Side 2. Exercise 7. Describe them. Listen and repeat.
Sharon Soleil. American. Comes from Louisiana. Lives in Boston. Works in the city. Concierge at a big hotel. Good looking. Blue eyes. Brown hair. Medium height. Nice. A good sense of humor. Simon Wilkinson. British. Comes from Manchester. Lives in Boston. Works in the city. Restaurant manager at a big hotel. Good looking. Gray eyes. Brown hair. Fairly tall. Hard working. A pleasant manner.
Listen.
What can you tell me about Sharon Soleil?
Sharon Soleil? Let me see. Well, she's American. She comes from Louisiana. She lives in Boston. She works in the city. She's the concierge at a big hotel.
What does she look like?
She's good-looking. She has blue eyes. She has brown hair. She's medium height.
What's she like as a person?
She's nice. She has a good sense of humor.
Listen and repeat.
What can you tell me about Sharon Soleil?
Sharon Soleil. Let me see. Well, she's American. She comes from Louisiana. She lives in Boston. She works in the city. She's the concierge at a big hotel.
What does she look like?
She's good looking. She has blue eyes. She has brown hair. She's medium height.
What's she like as a person?
She's nice. She has a good sense of humor.
Listen and take the part of Elena.
Sharon Soleil. Let me see. Well, she's American. She comes from Louisiana. She lives in Boston. She works in the city. She's the concierge at a big hotel. She's good looking. She has blue eyes. She has brown hair. She's medium height. She's nice. She has a good sense of humor.
Listen and take the part of Dean.
What can you tell me about Sharon Soleil? What does she look like? What's she like as a person?
Exercise 8. What's the matter with... Listen and repeat.
Wendy. Tired. Some sleep. Simon. Thirsty. Some water. Kevin. Sick. An aspirin. Nina. Cold. A hot drink. Nula. Lost. Some help. Yarmouche. Hungry. Some food.
Listen.
What's the matter with Wendy, Dean?
I don't know. She looks tired.
She does, doesn't she?
Yes. Maybe she needs some sleep.
Listen and repeat.
What's the matter with Wendy, Dean?
I don't know. She looks tired.
She does, doesn't she?
Yes. Maybe she needs some sleep.
Listen and take the part of George.
I don't know. She looks tired. Yes. Maybe she needs some sleep.
Listen and take the part of Dean.
What's the matter with Wendy, Dean? She does, doesn't she?
Unit 7, Lesson 3. Whose day off? Listen.
Ah, Anne, may I have a word?
Hi, Simon. Sure.
I'd like to take a day off next Tuesday. May I?
Tuesday the 27th?
Yes. Sorry about the short notice.
That's okay. Tuesday the 27th. Fine.
Thanks. Are you all right there?
All set.
Anne, hi.
Hi.
Listen, I need to stay home tomorrow.
Oh?
The plumber's coming. Shall I just work from home for the day?
Who's in the functions office tomorrow?
George. He can always reach me, of course.
Fine. You're out tomorrow. Simon's out next Tuesday.
Thanks a lot. Shall I write it down for you?
No, I've got it.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Bye.
Anne!
George! Let's discuss this in my office, shall we? Would you take this, please? Thank you.
Sure. Your coffee's a little cold.
Yes, I know.
Listen again.
Ah, Anne, may I have a word?
Hi, Simon. Sure.
I'd like to take a day off next Tuesday. May I?
Tuesday the 27th?
Yes. Sorry about the short notice.
That's okay. Tuesday the 27th. Fine.
Thanks. Are you all right there?
All set.
Anne, hi.
Hi.
Listen, I need to stay home tomorrow.
Oh?
The plumber's coming. Shall I just work from home for the day?
Who's in the functions office tomorrow?
George. He can always reach me, of course.
Fine. You're out tomorrow. Simon's out next Tuesday.
Thanks a lot. Shall I write it down for you?
No, I've got it.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Bye.
Anne!
George, let's discuss this in my office, shall we? Would you take this, please? Thank you.
Sure. Your coffee's a little cold.
Yes, I know.
Listen and repeat.
Ah. Anne, may I have a word?
Hi, Simon. Sure.
I'd like to take a day off next Tuesday. May I?
Tuesday the 27th?
Yes. Sorry about the short notice.
That's okay. Tuesday the 27th. Fine.
Thanks. Are you all right there?
All set.
Anne, hi.
Hi.
Listen. I need to stay home tomorrow. Oh? The plumber's coming. Shall I just work from home for the day?
Who's in the functions office tomorrow?
George. He can always reach me, of course.
Fine. You're out tomorrow. Simon's out next Tuesday.
Thanks a lot. Shall I write it down for you?
No, I've got it.
Listen and take the part of Anne.
Ah, Anne, may I have a word? I'd like to take a day off next Tuesday. May I? Yes. Sorry about the short notice. Thanks. Are you all right there?
Anne, hi. Listen, I need to stay home tomorrow. The plumber's coming. Shall I just work from home for the day? George. He can always reach me, of course. Thanks a lot. Shall I write it down for you? Okay, great. Thanks.
Anne!
Sure. Your coffee's a little cold.
Exercise 6. Can I? May I? I'd like to. Listen and repeat.
Use the hotel safe. Cash a check. Get a taxi. Leave my bags here. Use your telephone. Take a hotel brochure. Speak with the manager. Give you my keys.
Exercise 7. Dialogues. Listen.
Good morning. Can I help you?
Yes. Can I use the hotel safe, please?
Certainly.
Listen and repeat.
Good morning. Can I help you?
Yes. Can I use the hotel safe, please?
Certainly.
Listen and take the part of William.
Yes. Can I use the hotel safe, please?
Listen and take the part of the guest.
Good morning. Can I help you? Certainly.
Listen.
Good afternoon. Can I help you?
Yes. May I use the hotel safe, please?
Certainly.
Listen and repeat.
Good afternoon. Can I help you?
Yes. May I use the hotel safe, please?
Certainly.
Listen and take the part of William.
Yes. May I use the hotel safe, please?
Listen and take the part of the guest.
Good afternoon. Can I help you? Certainly.
Listen.
Good evening. Can I help you?
Yes. I'd like to use the hotel safe, please.
Certainly.
Listen and repeat.
Good evening. Can I help you?
Yes. I'd like to use the hotel safe, please.
Certainly.
Listen and take the part of William.
Yes. I'd like to use the hotel safe, please.
Listen and take the part of the guest.
Good evening. Can I help you? Certainly.
Exercise 8. Shall I? Would you? Listen and repeat.
Carry your bags. Drive you to the airport. Translate it for you. Order a meal for you.
Exercise 9. Dialogues. Listen.
Shall I carry your bags?
Would you? Thank you very much.
Listen and repeat.
Shall I carry your bags?
Would you? Thank you very much.
Listen and take the part of Carl.
Would you? Thank you very much.
Listen and take the part of the guest.
Shall I carry your bags?
Listen.
Would you carry my bags, please?
Certainly. I'd be glad to.
Listen and repeat.
Would you carry my bags, please?
Certainly. I'd be glad to.
Listen and take the part of Carl.
Would you carry my bags, please?
Listen and take the part of the guest.
Certainly. I'd be glad to.
Exercise 10. Let's, shall we, listen and repeat.
Share an appetizer. Sit down. Listen to a CD. Watch the big game.
Listen.
Let's share an appetizer.
Okay, fine.
Listen and repeat.
Let's share an appetizer.
Okay, fine.
Listen and take the part of Richard.
Okay, fine.
Listen and take the part of Susanna.
Let's share an appetizer.
Listen.
Shall we share an appetizer?
Good idea.
Listen and repeat.
Shall we share an appetizer?
Good idea.
Listen and take the part of Richard.
Good idea.
Listen and take the part of Susanna.
Shall we share an appetizer?
Listen.
Let's share an appetizer, shall we?
Okay.
Listen and repeat.
Let's share an appetizer, shall we?
Okay.
Listen and take the part of Richard.
Okay.
Listen and take the part of Susanna.
Let's share an appetizer, shall we?
Exercise 11. Dialogue. Listen.
Can I help you?
Yes, we'd like a table for two, please. Can we have a table by the window?
How about this table? Over here.
That's great.
Shall I take your coats?
Would you please? Let's order a drink first, shall we?
Yes, good idea.
Listen and repeat.
Can I help you?
Yes, we'd like a table for two, please. Can we have a table by the window?
How about this table? Over here.
That's great.
Shall I take your coats?
Would you please? Let's order a drink first, shall we?
Yes, good idea.
Listen and take the part of Wendy.
Yes, we'd like a table for two, please. Can we have a table by the window? That's great. Would you please? Let's order a drink first, shall we?
Yes, good idea.
Listen and take the parts of Richard and Susanna.
Can I help you? How about this table, over here? Shall I take your coats?
This is the end of side 2.